Good morning. My name is Leslie Keller, and I will be your conference operator for today. At this time, I would like to welcome you to the conference call on General Economic Policy Preliminary Guidelines 2020. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a questions and answers session. If you would like to make a question during this time, please press star 8 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star 8 again. I will now introduce you to the speaker, Deputy Minister Arturo Herrera Gutierrez, Deputy Minister of the Ministry of Finance, and Mario Alejandro Gaitán González, Chief Economist of the Ministry of Finance, to proceed with the remarks. Please go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Arturo Herrera, Deputy Secretary of Finance for Mexico. With me, joining me this morning is Alejandro Gaitán, the Chief Economist for Mexico. As it was announced at the beginning, Alejandro will go and walk you through some of the highlights of the preliminary guidelines and the macro framework for 2020, and then we will open for Q&A.
Hello and good morning, and thank you for joining us today. Last Monday, the Ministry of Finance published the General Economic Policy Preliminary Guidelines for 2020. This document is the first step to establish a dialogue with Congress about the economic and public finances outlook that will conclude with the elaboration of the economic program for 2020. I will start briefly describing the recent evolution of the external outlook faced by the Mexican economy, to later address the main messages concerning the updated macroeconomic framework and public finances figures contained in the document. Regarding the economic outlook, the world economic activity has shown clear signs of a slowdown. In January, the IMF revised down its estimates for global growth. The fund now projects 3.5% growth rate worldwide for 2019, down from its October forecast of 3.7%, and 3.6% for 2020, down 0.1 percentage points of the previous forecast. So far this year, financial markets have shown lower volatility than in 2018, given that as a result of a possible deceleration in global growth, a slower rate of adjustment in advanced economy monetary policy is expected. Given the global economic perspective and the recent evolution of the Mexican economy, the macroeconomic framework for 2019 and 2020 was updated with the latest economic and financial information with respect to the previous general economic policy guidelines published in December. In this regard, I will now turn to briefly describe the main variables. For 2019, economic growth is expected to be in a range between 1.1 and 2.1% in real terms. Oil price is expected to be higher than previously estimated. The average nominal interest rate, oil production, and export targets are expected to be lower than previously estimated. The inflation rate, used in the elaboration of public finances estimations, remains unchanged. This is consistent with the observed evolution of the variables, market forecast, and Banco de Mexico's inflation forecast. For 2020, also relative to the previous estimates established in the General Economic Policy Guidelines, GDP is expected to grow between 1.4 and 2.4%. It is important to note that these estimates are inertial and do not incorporate the growth effects from a stronger consumer spending that could result from this administration's social programs and a higher financial inclusion, and a growth boost from spending on public infrastructure. Oil prices is expected to be higher than originally estimated, although lower than the updated estimate for 2019. Moreover, oil production and export targets are higher than previously estimated. While the average nominal interest rate is higher than the original estimate, inflation rate is expected to remain the same. On the other hand, the average exchange rate used for public finance estimation is slightly lower than the previously anticipated. In terms of public finances, it is important to emphasize that the preliminary guidelines maintain the strict commitment to preserve macroeconomic stability and sound public finances, according to what was established in the general economic guidelines for 2019. For 2019, all fiscal targets are expected to be met. Therefore, the broadest measure of the public deficit, the public sector borrowing requirements, will reach a level of 2.5% of GDP, whereas primary balance will stand at 1% of GDP. Consistently, the historical balance of the public sector borrowing requirements, the broadest definition of debt, is expected to reach 45.1%, similar to what was approved in the general economic policy guidelines. Likewise, for 2020, public sector borrowing requirements are estimated to reach 2.3% of GDP, implying, according to the financial cost estimates, a primary balance of 1.3% of GDP. This will be reflected in a stable trajectory of the historical balance of the public sector borrowing requirements of 45.1% of GDP at the end of 2020. As a result of the government's commitment to maintain strong macroeconomic fundamentals, the latest federal government debt placement were well received in financial markets. In January 16, the government conducted a 10-year reference bond placement for $2 billion. With this placement, we were able to maintain the net external debt limit, provide greater liquidity to the yield curve in dollars, and amplify and diversify the investors' base. On April the 1st, two reference bonds in euros at 7 and 20 years placement for 2.5 billion euros were carried out. It is the first time that the federal government issues a bond with a term of 20 years in the euro market. The obtained financing cost represents a record low for the federal government debt issuance in the euro market in emissions between 15 and 100 years. The general government committed itself in 2019 general economic policy guidelines to maintain fiscal discipline through austere and efficient spending, as well as making the public budget a tool for economic development. In this sense, the public finance estimates presented for 2019 and 2020 reaffirm this commitment. Thank you for your attention, and we are now ready for the Q&A session.